everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started almost 5 years ago for my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. It smells great in here. I sprayed some Febreze and shit in here because, boy, did it. It smells so fucking bad. How's everybody doing today? I hope you're having a great day. I know it's been a little bit since we dished out the podcast. We've had a lot going on here. Basically, I went from... God, this was just horrific. I went from overtrained. So this is like the first time. Usually what happens is I get injured and then I have to stop. So something prevents me from ever overtraining. This time around, I just never got fucking injured. I just got to the point where my legs weren't moving. So when you're overtrained, you're a lot more prone to disease, infection, viruses, shit like that. Basically, it got to the point where someone came up to me. So I was like leaning against something and I start walking. He goes, "Dude, are you okay? You're gonna kill yourself. What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I gotta take a break, dog." I couldn't walk up any kind of an incline. I tried to... There's a helicopter. I hope we're not the... trying to figure out what kind of a helicopter. I was hoping we're not the victim of a police chase here. That would be pretty crazy. You know, they start shining the spotlight on me. That would be a podcast now. That would get some listenership. That'd get a lot of people listening. But I'm like, all right, yeah, I should probably cut it down. So I'm like, no hills this week. So I started running flat, and then I just same shit. I just didn't heal up. I couldn't, any kind of an incline killed. Walking upstairs, I was basically super sore. I said, okay, how about I just take a break? So I'm gonna take a week off. And by take a week off, I mean I'm gonna do like short stuff. So, you know, active recovery, because I'm still capable. And that didn't help either. I want to kind of explain how bad this was. I woke up. So I don't wake up in the middle of the night usually. Once I'm in bed, I'm in bed. I woke up one night and my legs were just throbbing. Like, the body was definitely trying to repair itself. I was giving it adequate food. It just needed time at that point. So I took a week off. And like I said, a week off, man, God, I don't even remember what I did. I think I did a 7 and an 8 mile run. Just two runs, 14 mile week. And I was about ready to come back. And then I got smacked in the fucking face with Corona. That shit, just round two of the coronavirus over here. I don't know. It just destroyed me. I went from feeling good to worn down, just exhausted in like the difference of an hour. I went and got food with some friends, and like 2 hours later I was just down for the count. I didn't test or anything. I didn't feel the need to test. It wasn't until I was given an apple, I bit into the apple, and I realized this is just a crunchy ball of water. You get like the texture, you get that it's watery, you get that it's crunchy, but zero fucking flavor. And I had a yogurt a little while later, and it was the same thing. It just, texture, no flavor. thank God that went away after a couple hours. It was literally one meal that I just could not taste, which in my mom, this is my mom's words, this is not my words. She said, it's probably best you lose your taste when I'm cooking for you. Those were her words, not my words. She did great. The only critique I had was I've been eating like an egg sandwich, and I had kind of, it was different. I'm like, how the fuck do you mess up an egg sandwich? Like, what makes her egg sandwich any different from my egg sandwich? It was just greasy. Like, I'd never had a fried egg sandwich that was like dripping in grease. Like, what the hell was going on there? She was frying the ham is what was going on. I don't fry the ham. I just throw the fucking ham on. But yeah, I'd say we're kind of over it, but we're not like completely over it, in the sense that I still get worn down pretty damn quick. Like, I'm back running. I did a 5, a 6, and a 7 this week. You know, my normal Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I get out and run. I did 5, 6, 7, and after the 7, I was just tired. I haven't ran 7 miles and been tired in forever, so today's the rest day, and then we're going to go try and hit a 13, you know, I should tone it back a little bit, but nah, fuck it. The legs are working again, everything's working fine, we just need to get out there and get after it. I'm at the local grocery store. I honestly should bring you guys with me, because this grocery store has gone to just a hellhole. And I'm not blaming the store in itself. I'm blaming the fucking idiots that come out to this store and think it's necessary to steal shit. So basically, they've closed down all self-checkouts. This store, I used to be able to come in here. I used to be able to get whatever the fuck I wanted, whenever I wanted. I'd be in and out, because I know where everything that I get is in this store. I'd be in and out five minutes tops. Now, you wait in line for 10 fucking minutes, because they have 3 registers open, and none of them are self-checkout. You can't self-checkout because you guys... Fuck, people steal shit. Why are you stealing shit? Fucking be a, I don't know, have some morals, is that what that's called? Have some values. Don't be stealing shit, because then people like me have to sit in line and wait. I don't want to do that. Alright guys, so we are going to get into the real meat and potatoes of this podcast here. We're talk about I complained. I filed a complaint. And here's where I'm at, all right? I'm not out to get anybody. I'm not out to, you know, actually, like, I don't have pent up anger because of this, but I need some kind of a side quest, something to keep me occupied. So, before my long runs, I usually break my diet and I end up having some shit-ass processed ramen. Not just any ramen. I like Tapatio's ramen. Tapatio's is spicy Mexican ramen. They put sriracha in it. And I don't know. That's what I've been doing, is I don't cheat at all on my, like, zero, none, no cheating throughout the week. And then Friday before my run, I just fucking have some ramen and I feel like I get all hyped up, carb loaded. I feel fucking great going into my run. Well, I went and bought some Tapatio's ramen. And to my disappointment, The Tapatio's ramen comes with soup mix, which is like the sriracha spice, the artificial chicken flavoring, and then it comes with dried vegetables. Now, Tapatio's ramen is $3.99 for a fucking package. That's a little expensive when it comes to ramen. Listen, I'm on a road that's pretty notorious for getting people pulled over, and a cop just definitely checked my speed. Looks like we're good. He didn't pull out. I think we're all right. So the Tapatio's, kind of expensive, but kind of fucking good. Oh, lady, you just didn't have your blinker on. I don't know what you want. You pissed? She's cursing up a storm now. She didn't even have her blinker on. How am I supposed to know you're turning that way if you didn't have your blinker on? It was my turn. Fuck you. That's what we're going with. I stand by that one. So I got the Tapatio's ramen. Listen, it was a late night at work. Like, I'm getting home. It's got to be like 10 o'clock. I'm fucking hungry. I'm ready for this ramen. So I popped that bad boy open. And to my shock, my utter disappointment, there was no dried vegetables in the ramen. So I had to eat noodles and chicken flavoring and sriracha. It was good. It was really good. But damn it, I want the dried vegetables in it. It's all part of the ramen, you know, the dry ass carrots, the dry ass celery, whatever the fuck it is. I don't even know what it is. I'm complaining about it. Well, there wasn't a packet. And now I know there should be a packet in there because I've had my Tapatio's before. So I said I need something to be angry about. So I went ahead and I shot Tapatio's customer service an email. I said, listen, I love your product and I don't want anyone to get in trouble for this, but I'm missing my dried vegetables here. Like, we need to investigate this. We need to figure out why Road Rage Randy wants his Tapatio's ramen and there's no dried vegetables. We need to get to the bottom of that, like, right now. So I just sent a very kind email and I said, this isn't gonna deter me from ever buying Tapatio's again. It's made me upset enough to send this email. So I sent them the serial number, I sent them an expiration date, basically everything that they would need to investigate this situation so someone else doesn't have to enjoy vegetable-free ramen. And they got back to me like the next day. I said, no way. They replied. I thought they were just going to be like, fuck you, Road Rage Randy. You don't deserve the dried vegetables. But here we are. I'm in a roundabout. Got to focus. Focus in. So they sent me an email and said, hey, Randy, we're sorry to hear about your missing vegetables. Could you fill out this formal complaint with the manufacturer? And for your troubles, we will send you out a free case of ramen. So I'm like, you know what? Sure, I'll go ahead and fill out this complaint. So let me tell you, this complaint form was, I think it was 8 pages. And I think 6 of those had to do with medical and legal action. So that's more like, you know, you get deathly ill from eating your Tapatio's, or you find a staple and you end up eating that and it cuts your stomach open or something, you know, extreme. So it had things regarding if you contacted an attorney, if you've contacted a doctor, your diagnosis, all that kind of stuff. And then there's just me filling out the first page because that's all I really had to complain about was a missing vegetable. So the company or the manufacturer, I think it's UEC. UEC got back to me and said, Randy, we appreciate you taking time to fill this out in a promptly manner. So they were expecting my complaint. They knew my complaint was coming. And so I filled it out. I attached the pictures, you know, brief statement. I'm just missing the vegetable packet. What happened here? And he said, you know, like we said, for your trouble, we'll go ahead and send you a free case of ramen. So like, me being a cheap bastard and buying ramen, I'm now even cheaper of a bastard because now I get free ramen. I'm pretty excited. I don't know how much is in a case. I kind of went on online to, and I typed in case of Tapatios, and a case can be 12 packs of Tapatios. Now, the icing on top of this was when you make your Tapatios ramen, it stinks up the entire fucking house like sriracha. So I went ahead and I my brother's been gone for like 3 weeks, and I text him and I said, hey, I just sent him a screenshot of the email. And he said, is that smelly ass shit? I said, it sure is. He said something like, you're a fucking idiot. Why are you complaining about missing vegetables and wasting people's time? I don't know. That's all I really have to do. Like, I have nothing better going on in my life. So I'm missing my dried vegetables I paid $3.99 for. Then they can either give me a dollar back or look into it. I don't know. I got nothing better going on with my life than to complain about me some ramen. Now, with that being said, I am very, very patient. I waited like a half hour to even get water the last time I went out to eat. I'm very patient. I didn't even file a complaint about that one. But damn it, the dried vegetables, that was my turning point. Something my grandpa always told me, or he told my dad, and then my dad passed on this information, and when my grandpa was alive, I've had talks with him about this too. He said, if you want anything done, you don't call, you write a letter. He said, you write a letter and you'll for sure hear back. So I'm not a caller. I've sent emails in my days. I sent this one via email, but if you guys recall, a while back there was an episode where I talked about I wrote into the manufacturer of warheads because I had a sour warhead pack that was missing a warhead in it. I just wrote them a message and they got back to me. Anytime I have written in, I have gotten some kind of a formal letter back, as well as received something in return. So if you ever have something to complain about, instead of being a Karen and talking to the manager or pissing and moaning at some guy who has absolutely nothing to do with it, just write an email. Send something. Like, it was a very kind email that I wrote. I'm not bitching. I just wanted them to further investigate in case, you know, if this one's missing the vegetables, one might be missing the soup mix. One in the same batch might be missing something. You know, you might be finding an error in their manufacturing process and it could further help them. That's how I'm justifying my bitching and complaining. But yeah, write in. Be kind about it. Don't be a complete dick. Like, when I wrote into Warhead, it was a very formal, sarcastic letter. And I made sure to let them know it's not going to deter me from eating their product. You know, health reasons, I won't eat their product anymore. But Tapatio's, damn it, it's fucking good. It gets the job done on them runs. So that is my word of advice. That's my wisdom to you guys. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. I hope you guys are all in good health. I know a lot of people close to me have been dropping ill. Nick, if you're bored as fuck and you're like, I wanted to listen to Randy's voice, and you're in bed right now recovering from what you've got going on, you got it, bro. You got it. Yeah, shit's been going around, folks. Make sure you stay healthy. Eat your Tapatio's ramen. This is not an advertisement, by the way. This is just my life experience with Tapatio's and UEC, the manufacturer of Tapatio's. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. As always, follow the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, Google, Stitcher. Leave a review. The Venmo, the PayPal link is in the description below. It's been a little bit since I recorded one of these. I'm still a little rusty on it, little folks. Anyways, I hope to see you back next week. If I don't, well, I hope you have a wonderful life. Peace.